Trouble for Donbass. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A Ukrainian military official warning Saturday that Russia is increasing the size of its forces in the eastern Donbass region. Ukrainian forces finding more than 400 dead bodies of civilians in Bucha, Ukraine. Bucha resident Tatiana Sichkar telling Fox's Griff Jenkins about witnessing her mother's killing by Russian forces.
Suddenly, I heard a very loud gunshot. I saw that something was coming from the back of my mother's head. She fell down. I screamed, lay down. I tried to call for her. She didn't answer.
Actress Angelina Jolie making a surprise trip as a UN special envoy to Lviv, Ukraine, meeting with children injured by Russian attacks. The White House Correspondents' Dinner taking place now in Washington, D.C., after a two-year break due to the COVID-19 pandemic. President Biden speaking at the event. It's the first time a U.S. president has attended the event in 6 years. Naomi Judd died Saturday at the age of 76. Judd and her daughter Winona made up the Grammy-winning country duo, The Judds. Fox's Christina Coleman has more from Los Angeles, California.
In a statement posted to Twitter, actress Ashley Judd, one of Naomi's daughters, said, quote, "Today we sisters experienced a tragedy. We lost our beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness."
The Judds were going to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame Sunday. A federal judge handing down an order that temporarily blocks the Biden administration from stopping Title 42. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Christopher Olivares telling Fox News Live Saturday how Title 42 is causing illegal immigration to increase.
We know that there's thousands already of immigrants that are waiting in Mexico right now to make that journey or to cross into the United States once Title 42 is lifted. Yes, it's going to continue to escalate that humanitarian crisis.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez not happy with Elon Musk.
She tweeted saying, quote, "Like I said, ego problems." She then commented on her own post saying she typically tries to avoid giving people with massive ego complexes the attention they crave, but she couldn't help herself during the initial exchange with Musk. Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, quote, "Tired of having to collectively stress about what explosion of hate crimes is happening because some billionaire with an ego problem unilaterally controls a massive communication platform and skews it because Tucker Carlson or Peter Thiel took him to dinner and made him feel special." Musk responded saying, quote, "Stop hitting on me. I'm really shy." An apparent reference to Ocasio-Cortez saying her Republican critics are mad that they can't date her.
Fox's Nate Foy in New York. AOC claiming she was initially speaking about Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg. Warren Buffett attending the first in-person Berkshire Hathaway shareholders meeting since the beginning of the pandemic. Fox Business Network's Liz Klayman with the details.
It's a cultish type of pilgrimage. And what do they come to see? Well, who else has a shareholder meeting with a gigantic salamander? That, of course, is the Geico Gecko. He owns Geico Insurance along with more than 80 different businesses. He just took a swipe at Wall Street and in essence basically said that Wall Streeters, those are the big boys on Wall Street who kind of try and game run it ahead of the average investor. They make their money by scooping the crumbs up off the capitalism table that fall to the ground. He called the markets a gambling parlor. He said it should be for long-term investing.
Comedian Bill Murray speaking out about the suspension of his latest film's production due to his behavior towards a woman. Murray saying the incident was a difference of opinion. No word yet on whether production will resume. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.